Kia ora. Hello, hello. Ko Ruben Raj Aho, and welcome to the Bad Monkey Music Show. This is episode 25, and a special one because today, tonight, we are dedicating this to the rock legends Whitesnake and Scorpions. Both bands will be playing at the Spark Arena in February 2020. We are broadcasting live today from the Auckland Sky Tower, as usual, here in New Zealand. And some tracks are going to be on vinyl today, and some tracks on digital. Last week, I was joined in the studio by Radio 13 team Reese and Skelly for part two of our Laneway 2020 special, featuring music by The Beffs, BB No Money, Stella Donnelly, JID, and lots more. So search for the Bad Monkey music on planetaudio.org.nz for part one and part two of the Laneway 2020 special. All right. And now, are you ready to wrestle with the rock gods? Let's get a little mad, shall we? Here we go. Track called I'm Going Mad from the debut album The Scorpions called Lonesome Crow, released in 1972. And that was the guitar licks of Michael Schenker, brother of Rudolf Schenker, who is a founding member and still playing today with the Scorpions on rhythm guitar. And from the very start, they had recruited Klaus Meinhu to be on vocals. Yeah, the same Klaus who's still singing with the Scorpions today. Well, Michael Schenker kind of left after, during the tour of this album, and they had to recruit Uli John Roth, who's another guitar legend, to finish the tour. Now, Uli had another band called Don Road, which he wanted to stay with. And so Rudolf and Klaus joined him, and the band Don Road was eventually renamed Scorpions. So, a bit of story there to share with you. So they came together and recorded their second album called Fly to the Rainbow, which was released in 1974 with one of their most popular tracks, I believe, which they played at the Spark Arena when they came to tour here with Def Leppard last year. Yeah, and watch out because Speedy's coming.
You leave me.
is coming, and there's some funky guitar riffs there from Uli Roth, however we say it, again with Rudolf Schenker on rhythm guitar. Yeah, that track really shows the band retaining that hard rock sound with traces of heavy metal, and it does not really have the best cover art for the album, if you ask me. Yeah, it's kind of neither here nor there, not like the cover art on Lonesome Crow, which was kind of mysterious and, yeah, pretty cool. Now, fast forward a few years to 1978, and we see the Scorpions now working on a 6-album titled A Love Drive, which kind of cements their brand or trademark sound. Now, this one does have one of the best rock cover art albums, well, rock covers, I would say, in my humble opinion, and it does feature the young Michael Schenker briefly back with the band, before permanently replaced by Matthias Jabs. Lots of classic Scorpion tracks on this album, Love Drive, and here's one of my favorites, Holiday.
To the island many miles away from home.
Holiday from the Scorpions' sixth album titled Love Drive. Yeah, now that's fantastic. Definitely a classic. Now, meanwhile, in the UK, Deep Purple have disbanded in the mid-70s and lead vocalist David Coverdale was devastated. But the breakup did propel him onto a solo career. So he got with guitarist Mickey Moody for his debut LP. Let me say that again. I'm kind of getting all tongue-tied today for some reason. Yeah, so Coverdale got with Mickey Moody for his debut LP titled Whitesnake, produced by a fellow from Deep Purple, the bassist Roger Glover, and released it in 77. So now let's have a little listen to the first track from this Coverdale's debut. Tell it's still got that bluesy rocking sort of sound, which kind of forms the basis for Coverdale to adopt the name of this album for his future band and present band, Whitesnake. Yeah, so if you're listening to the show, welcome. This is the Bad Monkey Music, episode 25, dedicated to Whitesnake and Scorpions, who are going to visit us here in Auckland in February the 27th to be exact, at the Spark Arena. It's a double bill, so you get to see this live, this rock legends perform live. So tickets are available now at Live Nation, so get on there and join us to enjoy and celebrate this classic brand of rock. Now, with ex-Deep Purple bandmates supporting him, Coverdale, Whitesnake, hit the big times. It started to get with the getting a lot of attention with their third studio album called Ready and Willing, which was released in 1980. So here's a track called Fool for Your Loving, which the band actually dedicated to B.B. King. Fool for Your Loving from the third studio album from Whitesnake, Ready and Willing, released in 1980. You're listening to The Bad Monkey here live on 104.6 FM, streaming live also to you via planetaudio.org.nz, and we're playing vinyl and also digital tracks for your pleasure. All right, back to the Scorpions, and we see the band still incredibly active with now the seventh studio album called Animal Magnetism, recording in Germany and Canada before releasing it in March 1980 with, guess what, another controversial album cover. I think you see the trend here, right? Well, it was the same designer, I think, who did the Man in Flames cover for Pink Floyd, so he's got some credibility. And this cover has the girl kneeling with a Doberman in front of a standing man. And I guess it does have some kind of rude reference to the next Scorpions track, titled The Zoo.
We'll be right back.
go. That's the zoo. And I guess with all those sounds in the background, you can kind of guess it's the zoo. And that was from the Scorpions' seventh studio album, Animal Magnetism. Right. You're listening to the Bad Monkey Music, and we're enjoying the music of Whitesnake and Scorpions. Both bands will be playing at Spark Arena on the 27th of February 2020. Tickets available now from livenation.co.nz. In 83, Whitesnake recorded Slide It In with ex-Thin Lizzy guitarist John Sykes, replacing now Mickey Moody. Sykes then went on to record the self-titled 7th studio album with Coverdale called, well, Whitesnake, in 1987. So this album is also fondly called 1987. And unfortunately, Sykes was dismissed before album release, but the classic Whitesnake songs continue to live on, such as this one, which has a noticeably 80s kind of rock sound. Enjoy. Here I Go Again. Absolute classic. One of the rock anthems from the 80s that I'm sure has soothed quite a few broken hearts in the past. Yeah, no, without a doubt, without a doubt. So yeah, so Whitesnake is going to come and tour here with Scorpion, so don't miss out on that. And we are, well, there's lots of tickets available still at Live Nation, so check them out, livenation.co.nz. All right, so David Coverdale followed his successful 1987 album with Slip of the Tongue. What a name for an album. And I love the cover art as well on that album, by the way. And he recruited the relatively unknown Steve Vai at that time. And it's such a pleasure to hear Steve play in Whitesnake's 8th studio album. Here is Cheap and Nasty, featuring Steve Vai on guitar. Album Slip Off the Tongue after 1987, the self-titled album. Yeah, it was full-blown hairbrand metal music right there, which I'm sure has influenced countless metal bands from there on. So at the same time now, Scorpions have also continued their reign of the rock charts with the album Love at First Sting. Now this is first digital recorded hard rock record in Germany. The cover art featured a photo by iconic and my most revered photographer, Helmut Newton, the man who got me into music photography. And again, it caused, as expected, some controversy again with that cover art. So one of the most successful albums with classic hits like Rock You, like A Hurricane, Big City Nights, all these hits were performed by Scorpions when they played in Auckland at the Spark Arena, when they toured with Def Leppard last year in November. So check out radio13.co.nz for reviews and photos from that particular show. All right, so here now is another classic track from Love at First Thing, one of my favorites. Still Loving You.
I will be there.
The unmistakable voice of Klaus Main, Scorpions, Still Loving You, from their classic album Love at First Sting. You're listening to the Bad Monkey Music Show on a Sunday on 104.6 FM, broadcasting to you live. And here we've got vinyl tracks here playing on a turntable, as well as some digital tracks to enjoy the music of Whitesnake and Scorpions, who are both coming to play in Auckland February 27th, 2020. Tickets available at livenation.co.nz. Now, in 1993, the rock world was kind of stunned, captivated by the interesting collaboration of Jimmy Page and David Coverdale, resulting in one studio album simply titled Coverdale Page. I don't think Robert Plant was that thrilled, but come, join me to shake my tree.
You travel on me.
absolutely massively great track there, Shake My Three, from the only one collaboration by David Coverdale and Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin fame. Yeah, now this record is absolutely, it just screams from start to finish. So this is one that you just got to play loud, massively loud. So we are coming to the end of our show today, dedicated to Whitesnake and Scorpions. But I just wanted to say that Coverdale is still very much active, touring, playing music around the world, even though he was in and out of the music industry. And his last album, if I remember, with Whitesnake, is called Forevermore, that was released in 2011. And I wanted to play you a short track here, a track called Love Will Set You Free. Have a listen. Aldridge on lead guitar there in the album Forevermore, Whitesnake 2011. I'm sure and I hope they will be playing that song when they play at the Spark Arena in February 2020. Now, Scorpions are also super active and still touring worldwide, and they also have worked on new releases. And but I heard from Rolling Stone that Klaus mentioned they are potentially going to release a new Scorpions album in 2020 as well. And the last one was Return to Forever, I believe that was on released in 2015 on Sony Records. Yeah, both bands touring, trying to bring the music to old and new fans alike. So after decades of amazing music that shaped the face and landscape of rock, it is no doubt that Scorpions will remain in our lives forever. So I'm going to leave you now with this track, We Built This House, Scorpions. Check out livenation.co.nz to get your tickets to this massive concert that is going to fill with massively good new rock, classic rock tracks by Whitesnake and Scorpions at Spark Arena, 27th of February 2020. We built this house on a rock.
faith and believing is the key, this door of forever. A baby, you and I, where every reason on earth, to know and again, it's always us against the world, against the world.
This is the Bad Monkey signing off. Thank you for joining me today on this episode 25 dedicated to Whitesnake and Scorpions. So until the next time, stay well, stay safe, and peace always.